And welcome back to Trading 360. It's time for the Disruptors. And George Sillis is here, Senior Markets Correspondent, TD Ameritrade Network. Take a look at Baidu, an upgrade there. What's behind this call? This, as China's been, you know, lowering rates. We've had some growth cuts from Goldman Sachs and a lot of the other banks. But this one's getting positive comments. Tell us more, George.
Yeah, this is a little bit in addition to your previous conversation on robo-taxis and autonomous driving. But Baidu, if you look at it last year, it hasn't really performed all that well, neither of the Chinese stocks. I think there's some challenges from a macro standpoint, including growth, and they're trying to alleviate that through lower interest rates, as you mentioned. But if you think about Baidu, you got to think about search. They're essentially the leader in internet search in China and the mainland. But they're also a very large cloud company, social media company, and entertainment company as well. And in fact, they actually have a partnership with Geely, which is a major Chinese auto manufacturer, for developing autonomous driving technologies, in other words, robo-taxis. And also, as of recent, they received approval from a regulator in Shanghai to start operating about 200 robo-taxis. These are driverless vehicles in that particular city. So one of the things I think the common theme that we're seeing across the board in technology is artificial intelligence. So we know that Google and companies like Microsoft have performed exceptionally well, but Baidu has been underperforming. And I think Morgan Stanley sees an opportunity here in Baidu from the standpoint of artificial intelligence. They are essentially a full stack AI company, everything from a computing power. We know that there's a lot of spending going on when it comes to IT infrastructure to, of course, develop and deploy AI technologies. But because Baidu has search dominance as well as deep learning language capabilities, they actually see a very promising potential here for Baidu as a stock that has been really underperforming the overall other AI stocks, particularly companies like Google, which is its mainstay competitor here in the United States. And they actually have a target of a 190 for 160. So they actually see quite a bit of revenues just from artificial intelligence. They see compound annual growth potentials from AI to be about 17% on top of their full organic growth. So they actually see an opportunity here in the company. And if you look at the stock, by the way, because it's been underperforming, there may be a valuation element to the company as well, considering the earnings growth on a forward basis is expected to be close to 10%. And it's only trading around 14 times forward earnings. So its PEG ratio is very low compared to its own historical as well as compared to other technology names. I just think some of the macro headwinds, even considering the U.S. dollar, which has really been firm this year, has put some pressure on the Chinese stocks, which, again, have underperformed.
Right. Understood. So at this point now, when we've seen these calls and it being an obvious beneficiary, what are your thoughts about an example trade today?
Yeah. So, I mean, you talked earlier about the market, Nicole. You mentioned the word, is the market sort of stretched in terms of, you know, looking potentially for a pullback? I think that's certainly a possibility. But at the same time, you know, we could see this this trend continuation in both the S&P and, of course, the NASDAQ higher. So one way we can play the this sort of bifurcation, in other words, potential pullback but also continuation, is structure a long call diagonal spread. So what we're going to do is we're going to sell an out of the money July 155 call option, and then simultaneously with that one expiring in 31 days, we're going to purchase a August monthly in the money 135 call option. So altogether, this would cost a trader about $12 a share, or $1,200 a contract. So if the stock continues higher, we're not going to participate past 155. But if the stock, again, does fall between now and expiration, let's say in 31 days for the July contract, that that short call will help insulate some of the losses on our long August call. So this is really a play on some short-term weakness, but also, again, an intermediate continuation going into the end of the summer and the overall stock, and, of course, potential in the overall market. By the way, just keep in mind that the break-even by expiration in August in this trade is $143 or $143. So if you think it's going to continue to inch higher by then in 59 days, but also get that short-term weakness that I mentioned just a moment ago, this is a trade you could consider.
All right. Thank you for that. George Sillis, great to see you. Appreciate it.